A Prayer of Praise for Worn Out Bibles by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. For the Word of God is alive and active. Sharper than any double-edged sword, it penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. The fresh pages of my NIV Bible stuck together as I looked up verse after verse at the Fellowship of Christian Athletes meeting I was attending. The rush to keep up with flipping pages and finding verses intimidated me. I was familiar with the Bible from Catholic school, but I never imagined highlighting or writing in it. Surrounding me were students with worn-in Bibles, and I longed to have what they had. Little did I know the journey I was praying for was already underway. 20 years later, my NIV is worn and very often hugged close to my heart. It's highlighted and written in, marked and bent, wrinkled, cried on, laughed with, and loved. It's covered to protect the binding from splitting apart. It's my life in that book. I now have what I admired in my friends all those years ago. I live in this book, with this book, and by this book. Like our verse in Hebrews says, God's word to me is alive and active. I have witnessed life, and it has forever changed mine. The other half of Hebrews 4:12 says, sharper than any double-edged sword, it penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Sharper. God's word is a weapon, and we need it. There's a very real enemy after us who hates the sound of Scripture. It's truth, and he doesn't like truth because he's on the losing end of it. Judges the heart. Jesus died for us before we existed. He is the Word, and the Word knows us, knows our hearts, knows our tendencies, denials, and flaws. The things we don't tell anyone else about, he knows. And the answers to all of the questions we can't ask anyone else about are in his Word. Let's pray. Father, we praise you for worn-out Bibles and brand new stuck together pages. Thank you for marking each part of your word with such special clarity to each individual life. We confess that we pass by your word for human wisdom so often and pray that you refocus our hearts to your highlights. In Jesus' name, amen.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.